Who was here on Wednesday? Oh, not a lot of guys. Okay. Who's been reading? Okay, if you weren't here on Wednesday, who's been reading the Esther devotional? Oh my gosh, guys, it's really good. You lost yours and you got another. Okay. It's 10 chapters, and the 10th chapter is what, like 6 verses or something like that? Like, it's the 10th chapter is not that long. So it's basically 9 1/4 chapters. So it's really easy to read, and I left you guys in some suspense on Wednesday. I didn't share the whole story because I wanted you to read the rest of it, okay? But just a quick recap, this girl Esther, she's just this beautiful girl, and that's literally all the Bible says about her. She gets taken to this king's palace, and she obeys a lot, and she saves all her people. The end. That's all you need to know, right? No. There's so much more to talk about, but I don't have that much time. So, quick recap. Esther, she was very obedient, and she took her opportunities when she got them. And she went to the palace, and she was the best. She was the, yes. So, she was a candidate to be the queen of this king of Persia. And because she was so beautiful, because she always did what she was told, she became the queen. And because she became the queen, she was put in an opportunity to save all her people. Guys, like, you got to read the story. I'm not doing any justice. But can you bring up Esther 4:14? Okay, so Esther is about, so the king is about to kill all of Esther's people, the Jews. He's about to kill all their people. And Esther's cousin says this to her. So she has a big, she has two big options right now. She could just stay silent, or she could talk to the king, risk her life, put her life on the line, and then if it doesn't work out, she dies and everybody dies. But if it works out, everybody lives. So her cousin says this to her, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." So there's two timelines here. Esther, yes, Toby. What? No, everybody lived. Oh, yeah, the bad guy died. Okay, but the Jews lived. That's the important part. Okay, so there's two timelines that could have happened. Esther could have been like, you know what, you're right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk to the king. And then it says, you and your father's family will perish. So Esther just would have died. She could have said no, and she just would have died. But we all know Esther says yes. And so she goes and talks to the king and saves all her people. But here's how this relates to us. Say me. Say it louder. Me. Me. Okay. You guys are in the position of Esther right now. Okay? God has placed you somewhere. What school do you go to, Ben? Are you homeschooled? What school do you go to? Sorry, Portal? Portal? Okay, so Ben goes to Portal Elementary. God placed Ben there. Ben didn't just, pop, oh, I'm in Portal Elementary. God decided that Ben was going to go to Portal Elementary for such a time as this, okay? Janessa, yeah, what school do you go to? Homeschool? What school? Avery? So Janessa wasn't just like, pop, in Avery Elementary. Janessa, God put Janessa in Avery Elementary. He gave Janessa and Ben the opportunities they have for such a time as this. So you guys, you're at this crossroads. You know God. Other people don't know God. And you could, someone else could tell people about God. But, like, that's your opportunity. God wanted Janessa and Ben and Levi and Philip. I'm so bad at names on the spot. Girl and girl to God wanted every single one of you, say me again. God wanted you to take these opportunities. You know what I'm going to call them? I'm going to call them Esther moments, okay? Say Esther moments. Esther moments. Okay. Esther had moments, tiny, tiny, tiny moments. Listen up, tiny moments like this small, tiny, tiny, that changed the world. Tiny. But because she took every Esther moment, she was able to go up to the king and ask him if he would not kill all her people. Just because she took tiny moments. And so maybe you guys are wondering, how come my friends never come to church? Or how come my friends never believe in God? Or how come my friend is this and how come my friend is that? Esther didn't just show up at the palace and kick the door down and say, hey, king, I'm in charge now. No. Esther, like, took her time. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to take my time. I'm just going to stand in the back. And then there, an opportunity popped up. She took that Esther moment. So when you have friends or you have sports members or you have cousins or maybe even your parents, I don't know. My parents aren't saved. I have to look for Esther moments. I'm not looking for my unchurched, like my people that don't go to church. I don't walk up to my friends that don't go to church and kick the door out and say, come to church. I don't do that. I look for those little tiny Esther moments. I'm having a conversation with someone and maybe they're like, man, I'm having a really bad day. Esther moment. Can I pray for you? Or maybe they're like, you know, I was thinking maybe someone is like kind of pulling the strings behind the background. Maybe someone's in charge up there. I'm like, Esther moment. Yeah, God is real. Okay, so here's what I'm asking of you guys. You have been placed, Portal Elementary, Avery Elementary, what other schools? Homeschool, Anna? What school? Lewis and Clark Middle School, Max? Zibaba Catholic School. Yes, Jaden? Cracker? I can't hear up here. Okay. That's enough, though. Okay, thank you. So you guys have been placed in these middle school and elementaries, and you just didn't pop. Can you put that scripture back up? Who knows but that you have come to Avery, Portal, Cracker Middle School for such a time as this? Who knows? God knows. And God is looking for you to take some Esther moments. He's not asking you guys to, like, get some rope and kidnap your friends and take them to church. He's asking you, will you just take some Esther moments and be someone's friend? Who know? You don't even know what your friendship could do for someone in a year. Because, I mean, you're not just going to walk up to a stranger and be like, do you know God? I mean, that could work out. But think about how much better it works out if you know someone for like a year and then you're like, hey, I've spent some time with you. I go to church. What do you think about church? They're going to be way more receptive, okay? If Esther walked in and said, hey, king, my people are dying, let them go, he'd be like, what have you done for me? What? I don't know you. You're just my queen. So Esther moments can change history. You have no idea what being friends with someone could do. What if they end up in heaven just because you were friends with them? Or what if they end up being a Christian and then they go and make like 1,000 Christians because you were just friends with someone? You have no idea what's going to happen. But all you can do is whenever an Esther moment comes up, take it. It's scary too. It's scary. Esther's life was on the line. You guys know too. How many of you had an opportunity to tell someone about God and you're just like, no. I've been there. I've done that like a million times, okay? I've had a lot of opportunities where I could have just like walked to someone and been like, hey, can I pray for you? I know you have crutches. But I was like, okay, someone else will pray for them. I'm sure someone else did. I missed it, okay? So God's like, yo, I got more people. But he wants to use you. He wants you to take the Esther moment. So what moments should we take? Esther moments. This isn't just for girls, okay? But how cool is it that God, way back then when like often girls were not even talked about, God used a woman, okay? So like this is big. Esther moments are like really powerful, and it's because it's all God. Another thing, it's all God. Esther, it just says she was beautiful. It didn't say she's like this powerful speaker. It didn't say that she was able to kick down doors. It said she was beautiful and she obeyed. So what's your Esther moments look like? Where has God placed you? Portal Middle School, Portal Elementary. Gosh, I can't. Okay, Cracker Middle School. So where has God placed you? Think about that for a second. Where has God placed you? What kind of friends do you have? What kind of influence do you have? What kind of reputation do you have? That reputation isn't to make you look good. Shh, just a sec. Your reputation isn't to make you look good. It's to make God look good. He didn't give you that reputation just so you could walk around looking cool. He gave you that reputation so God could walk around looking cool, okay? That's tough because I love my reputation, but I also love how God can use it. So don't be upset when God wants to use your reputation because he's like, I gave you that. Come on. Use your Esther moments. Okay. I'm going to close in prayer, then we're going to go to small group. God, I pray that we would look for and use these Esther moments, God. Lord, the people you put us around, God, the schools you put us in, God, the places you put us in, God, the families you put us in. God, you want to use these places, just like you used Esther, God, for such a time as this, God. These students, God, are being called to use their influence, use their reputation, use their friendships, God, for such a time as this. God, I pray that when Esther moments come, we would not be afraid, but we'd know, God, that you have a plan for that, that we don't have to speak, you're going to speak. So, God, I pray, Lord, that we listen to you, God. We look for these moments, and we would not be afraid. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen.